Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. And you'll be part of the solution. It's really what you need. Right? What you need. What we need to do. And there's so much going on, so much happening that you need to be part of. No, in all seriousness, you need to be part of it. And the way you do that is you just get informed. You get informed, you get engaged, you take your notes. Sorry, but yes, take notes. Some of you, you're worse than I am. I'll get emails from some of you on issues and situations, and it's hilarious. Seriously, because I don't know what show you were listening to, but it wasn't mine. When you say, you said this, you said that, you said this, it's like, no, I actually didn't say any of that. But again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I saw a second part of the Joey B's, I don't want to say interview, but, you know, him laughing at that woman. And they're going to say, and frankly, can we just be honest with each other? It's true. He was not laughing at the woman, so to speak. What he was laughing at is her blaming him for what took place. So, you know, her two, I don't know if you guys heard about it earlier, but Joe Biden laughed, giggled at a woman who's, you know, basically said, you're responsible for these kids dying. My kids dying. I lost both of my sons. Now think about that. She lost both of her sons to fentanyl overdoses. Now, if that's the case and that really happened, what he should have been saying is, we got this problem, we have this issue, it's bad, it's wrong. If he wants to be political, he could have said, the other administration didn't take the proper steps to fix this, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to step in now, and we're going to fix this. We're going to make it better. But he didn't. He didn't. He dropped it. He basically dropped it and said, yeah, not my problem. I didn't create this mess. The other guys did. Wow. I'm sure that made that mom feel much better. I'm sure she's extremely happy now she voted for him. I'm being a little crass about it because here's the deal. You guys think you're so afraid of Republicans. You have no reason to be. And you're so afraid of Republicans. And yet, I saw the numbers. I saw the stats from Rasmussen. Then I'll say the same thing, that you much prefer Republicans over Democrats when it comes to protecting you, your family, protecting the border, security, that kind of thing. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Really, seriously, people, a lot going on, a lot to keep up on. And I believe I'm one of the best places you can tune in, listen to keep up on this stuff. Really. That's right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So the second part of that is I saw the mom that who lost her sons to the fentanyl crisis, to this fentanyl poisoning. Stop calling it an overdose, because fentanyl really isn't. The fentanyl that's coming up over the border, that's coming to these kids, it's not a drug. It's a poison. Can we just call it what it is? Because I keep telling people, if you keep calling it a drug, then the young people think that you're just railing and whining about young kids taking drugs again. Mom, you took drugs when you were a kid. You told me. Dad, you took drugs when you were a kid. You told me. Right? I mean, and why are you doing that? You don't always, again, you don't tell them, no, I was an angel. But some of you guys sit there and want to give your kid blow by blow on what you did with drugs when you were a kid, which they feel gives them a license to do drugs themselves. Good job. They're your kids. Be careful. Anyway, and so she's bawling her eyes out, basically saying, how dare you? How dare you do this? Giggle and blame it on somebody else. He's got the ability to stop this. You know what? Put our tanks across the border, for God's sakes. Do something to stop the overflow. Do something to stop the drugs coming in. And if you're going to write me an email along the lines of, you know, you bigoted, racist, blah-bitty-blah, you know, these people are coming here for a better life. Yeah, okay, they are. But you know what? They're already starting off on the wrong foot by coming here illegally, by paying these coyotes, by bringing drugs over and all of that. Is it really, really? You want me to have sympathy for this whole situation? Well, we've got over 100,000 kids that have died in this country to fentanyl poisoning. It's sick. And they are sick people. Now, I will say that people, Democrats in the hearing, when you look around the room, the Democrats in the hearing, you could see some of them wincing. Okay? After she spoke, some of them even, you know, told her, I am so sorry for your loss. I'm sorry that this happened to you. Now, whether they meant it or not, I don't really care. The mere fact that they had the horse sense and the feelings enough to say that to her was good. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. More ranting going on here in a second. Always appreciate your time. I really do appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. It's really the best way to make anything happen. You got to get involved, get engaged. I was I'll do this in the next segment. But I got the Democrats, and I've been saying this forever. It's so true. Now, if you're an atheist, you don't care God, and you think God's a dangerous thing, then you're not going to care. You're going to think it's wonderful. If you're not, Okay? If you're really not caring about any of that, but you do care that we stick to our history, we stick to what's going on, and I think you're going to care about this. Right? I mean, seriously, you want to make sure that you get Jerry Nadler saying, hey, you know, God doesn't belong in this chamber. Well, that's funny because he's all over the place. He's all over the place in the buildings there. Scriptures are inscribed all over the place for a group of old guys that didn't want anything to do with God. They must have been senile back then. Because of everything that's on there, they had to be senile. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the solution. And honestly, get engaged. Get informed and get engaged, please. It just drives me out of my mind. You guys, you're not stupid people. And I'm going to be kind of funny here for a second saying that you listen to this show. You can't be that stupid. All right? And you need to be able to move through some of these issues, have some basis to move out on them about or for, and be able to speak to other people. I'm telling you, if you speak intelligently, if you truly have the information you need, then you will turn some people. Not by yelling at them and calling them idiots and showing them where they're wrong, which is what people love, they just love to do. You don't have to do that. Okay? And you'll still and you can still win your arguments. And again, they don't have to be an argument to win. As much as you want them to be information to go by. Real information. Not stuff that's made up, not stuff that has to do with your ideology. But real, actual, real information. Seriously. All right, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know? All right, 72% of conservative academics, they fear being fired over their views. So they won't open their mouths. So much for freedom of speech, right? No, we know it's true. We know it happens. We've seen it happen. We understand it happens. We don't understand that it happens. I shouldn't say that. That didn't come out right. We understand that it does happen, but we don't understand why. Right? Freedom of speech. I loved all those people who would. So DeSantis recently did not allow people into his event that had Trump 2024 signs with them. DeSantis' book signing event. Do I need to say that again? DeSantis' people did not allow people carrying Trump 2024 signs into DeSantis' book signing event. The Dems went nuts and said, oh, see, he doesn't believe in freedom of speech. These are the same people that don't want conservatives at colleges. They want to squelch their freedom of speech. These are the same people that want the conservatives taken off of Twitter. They want to squelch their freedom of speech. All right? I love this stuff. It's a private organization. Twitter is a private company. They can do whatever they want. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. DeSantis' event wasn't a government event. It was his private book signing. All right? He has every right to keep it from becoming a political issue, a political event. Anyway. Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression show that 52% of professors share this fear that they will be fired for their conservative views, so therefore they kind of keep their mouths shut. I think some of them, if they'd all get together, they'd find out more of their students are conservative than they believe, than they know. In addition, 56% of moderate academics and 40% of liberal ones express concern over sharing their opinions. Now, an investigation or the mere threat of one can create a real problem and some real social pressure. That's why these professors, they don't really get involved in certain topics, certain questions. And then classroom discussions. All one student has to do is make noise in these spineless or spaghetti-spined administrators in these colleges and schools go right for the jugular. According to FIRE researchers Nathan Honeycutt, the state of academic freedom is worse. It's worse than it's been since the days of Senator Joe McCarthy. Remember that? In the 1950s, everybody was committed to being in a in the Communist Party. He goes on to say, I've been defending free speech on campus for 22 years. It's clear that things have been getting much worse. And look at the numbers. It's even worse than I thought. Look at those numbers. It's even worse than Joe thought. Look, I've done these stories for years. At one point in time, I think when I started doing this show, 14 years ago or something like that, when I started doing this show, at the college level, the liberals versus conservative college professors was 12-1. And you guys are smart enough. I don't have to explain all that to you. But ultimately, what starts here, or what has started here, at a 12-1 is now 35-1. So we didn't grow our group, we didn't grow our brand, we didn't grow our people. We got worse. We backed away more. We need to become a force to reckon with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. Got a lot more to discuss.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A jury has found Alex Murdaugh guilty of the double murder of his wife and son. The once wealthy, high-profile South Carolina lawyer was also convicted on other charges.
Indictment for possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime. Verdict, guilty.
The jury came back from deliberations within hours Thursday following weeks of testimony. Murdaugh is set to be sentenced Friday morning and faces 30 years to life in prison without parole for the murders. A Maryland mayor is under arrest now on child porn charges. charges. Democrat Patrick Wo-Yan was arrested for possession and distribution of child pornography and has resigned as the College Park mayor. Cops say that a social media account linked to Wo-Yan was in possession of and distributing suspected child porn. The 47-year-old is facing 56 counts in the case and is being held at the Department of Corrections. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Be part of the solution. I really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Lori Lightfoot is making a big deal of the fact that she lost her primary. Sounds a little bit like Hillary, right? But she says has nothing to do with her performance. Has to do with the fact that people can't accept a black female lesbian. Really? No, really, seriously, think about it. Right? I mean, it's just a, so she has come against, or she look it, she failed. She was not up to the job, and she failed. You have crime up a horrendous amount. What I think it was car thefts up over 300% since she took office. I mean, you talk about murders, assault and battery. I mean, we go through the whole thing. Crime is out of control in Chicago. But she thinks it's fine. And not that I'm all behind this or what have you. But one candidate was backed by the police union, Chicago Teachers Union, and more. Because they saw what was going on. Look at, even the police unions, if you don't like unions, you don't like this kind of stuff, even the police unions have had it with the Democrat Party wanting to defund the police, not giving them the resources they need. Because we're talking about life here. Their life is in danger. They don't have the money. They don't have the equipment. They don't have the backup. They can't call for help. Right? That makes them unsafe. That makes them feel unsafe. It's just amazing. But the interesting thing, again, about this, she couldn't even get out of the primary. And she actually believed the city was safe. I mean, I don't know how you do that with a straight face. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I thought maybe we'd get a few, before I go to the phones, I thought maybe I'd get a few, I don't know, sage words from Joey B., our president. Take a listen. Maybe. You knew this was going to be too easy, right? God bless. All right, we'll have to do it afterward. Because I ain't beating my brains out with this. Sorry, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-550. But apparently, I can't even pronounce the word so that you can hear the word he tried to say. That's how bad it is. It's just amazing. So, again, back to a prominent Democrat mayor. He stand up to a bunch of atheist bullies in defense of prayer in schools. So, I mean, you guys are going to be surprised and shocked. But New York City Mayor Eric Adams, he made a comment at an interfaith breakfast. Adams is being criticized for saying, in part, when we took prayer out of the schools, guns came in. I agree with him. He's also getting flack from the ACLU of New York for comments on the so-called separation of church and state. He says, don't tell me about no separation of church and state, Adams said. State is the body, church is the heart. You take the heart out of the body dies. Now, I wish he would govern, if you would, that way. He said, I can't separate my belief because I'm an elected official. When I walk, I walk with God. When I talk with God. When I put politics or policies in place, I put them in with a God-like approach. Right? That's who I am. I was that when I got elected. I was that in the third grade. I'm going to be that when I leave government, and I'm going to be that when I die. And we need to stand up for that. Now, listen, whether he believes it or not, whether he's willing to fight for it or not, is between him and his constituents and God. But I would tell you I have the same issue. I'm a school board member. You can't separate me from God or me from my Christianity anymore. You can separate wet from water. It just doesn't work. Can't work. However, that doesn't mean I walk in and start screaming, praise Jesus, let's open in prayer, let's pray before that. It's not what we're called to do. Right? What we're called to do is show the love of God through the things that we do. Not the love that man thinks that God would show how he would show it. But the true love of God. Right? And anyway, I just say to you, you have to pay it. That's why you've got to pay attention to this stuff. What they say is one thing. What they do is another. I pray before I go into the meeting. I don't need to have people seeing me pray. I pray for the right words. I pray for what to say. I pray for what direction to head in. I ask God to illuminate, show me what I need to see, what questions I need to ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's go to Dave in San Francisco. He wants to talk about professors.
Yeah, professors and real conservatism. And I'll kind of tie it to what you're just talking about with Mayor Adams in New York, or Lori Lightfoot for that matter. Before Ronald Reagan, if you wanted to go into politics, you had to look at government as a nonprofit. Your government was to be run as a nonprofit. You wanted your sewer system to run on exactly how much money that the taxes took in, right? You didn't want to have the sewer system making a profit. You didn't want your fresh water system. You didn't want your libraries having to make a profit. But Ronald Reagan and his creepy buddies tricked America into thinking that government should be run like a business. Well, that's the easiest way for people to hate government, because really? Then government...
I think it's wonderful. You know why I think it's wonderful? Because companies don't have $1,600 toilet seats, okay? Companies don't consistently blow budgets, blow money. Look at, I'm involved in government. We can't fire anybody who makes mistakes. I want government run by business in that light.
Oh, hell no. No, if you want
of course
high
not.
Taxes,
we don't
want
to fire anybody who's not doing their job. But yeah, I got
well,
it.
The government, how are you going to deal with your sewer department? Do you want it run on the cheap, like most businesses are run, or do you want it to actually
most
deal
businesses,
with
I don't know what you do for a living, Dave, or what you did. Most businesses are not run for the cheap. Matter of fact, the ones that are run for the cheap don't last long. The ones that spend the right amount of money doing the right thing. Now, as far as the water people go, I can give you story after story after story where the government was involved, okay, and they failed their people tremendously. I want the water company to make money. You know why? I want them to have extra money set aside so they can replace pipes and do repairs instead of hitting me with a freaking tax bill because all of a sudden they've decided they haven't replaced pipes in 60 years. Yeah, I want
well,
them run like a business.
You've given a kind of a bad example because
that's a great example. Just like the school.
No, because most of America's water systems are now owned by private companies.
Really?
When I was a kid.
Wait a minute. Give me some names of some cities. I'm not going to let you do this because I'm in Los Angeles County. There isn't one of the biggest counties in the country. There isn't one water board out here or water agency that is owned by a private company. So give me some names.
Well, St. Louis County was where I'm from originally, and St. Louis County had a public water system until probably about 1982. And then all of a sudden this German company bought it up, but they called themselves American Water Systems.
How did they buy a public owned company, I mean, agency. I don't know how you
buy
a government agency.
They had a Reagan aficionado who was the county supervisor. County supervisor was one guy, Gene McNary, and he ended up, I'm trying to remember if he ended up in prison, but he basically started privatizing everything in St. Louis County. Not St. Louis City, St. Louis County. And so but if you look online, that American Water Company that was really German owned ended up being bought by a British company. And
right.
They still
well,
kept that name, and so it was as if America's water, freshwater, tap water.
I believe in capitalism. We got to go. Appreciate the call. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Really, I love people who, not just, I get emails too. And you heard Joey Biden did it today. Everything is Reagan's fault, everything's Trump's fault, everything's George W. Bush's fault, and yet all the Democrat presidents were the gods of Mount Olympus. Wonderful people who only did good things for everyone. What a small world to live in. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Love it if you get involved. Love it. Just stay informed. You know, I really want to play, to prove a point, I really want to play this clip. That went on in Congress earlier this week. And I'm just floored
that as I was talking to Zoe earlier tonight, as to how much garbage, and I mean garbage, that the that we're being told or that the Democrats don't want to admit to. If they don't believe in God, if they don't like God, if they don't think God should be part of anything in government, put it in your platform. Have the spine, have the guts to do it. All right, so before I play that, I want to play one other clip here. I think you'll very much enjoy. I know I did. I love when they say, you know, Joe Biden is such an inspiration. You know, just the most truthful, honest guy. Right? But yet, Trump lied about everything. And what we've come to find out is how much of what Trump said was true and how much of what Joey B. said is a lie. Now, Biden's been a proven liar. They won't say anything about it, though. They'll never admit to that. He had to drop out of a presidential race because of all the lying he was doing that was catching up to him. It was strangling him with his own lies. Even mainstream media got irritated with it and started calling him out. But let's hear a few of those words of wisdom from Joey B.
Senator Joseph Biden dropped out of the hunt today, saying the disclosures about his plagiarism in law school and his exaggerations about his academic record made it impossible for him to continue.
I do it with incredible reluctance, and it makes me angry.
What, that you got caught lying?
I'm angry with myself for having been put in the position, put myself in the position, of having to make this choice.
The Delaware Democrat is the second candidate to be forced from the race by...
I mean, I could play you probably hours. Right? Hours of lies of his. You'll never hear it from the left. They'll never even mention any of his stuff. But Joe Biden is a liar. He can't tell the truth. He's got a history of doing it. Right out there in the public, and having to apologize for it at the same time. It's just, again, just amazing. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I'm going to play the front part of this because I don't have time to play the whole thing. But this, I this is great. The Dems question God's given right during a hearing. This is wonderful.
Mr. Johnson was here. I think Mr. Johnson's not here now, is he? He talked, I'd like to ask him some questions about God-given rights, and he was saying that these are all our rights are God-given. And that I just wondered when God decided to give women the right to vote and why God didn't decide to give women the right to vote back in 1700s when the Constitution was drawn up in the 1780s. I can't believe God would say, no, women shouldn't have the right to vote and just decided that in the 1900s. And when God decided that slavery would be illegal, God was okay with slavery until we had a war where millions of people were killed. Then God changed his mind. That's hard to get fathom. And he talked about Roe being, in the 1970s, early 70s, I think Roe was 72, that it didn't have that much history. Well, neither did Loving versus Virginia, which was just passed in, I guess, 1968. So we can get rid of Loving versus Virginia because, say, it's not stare decisis. It was based on bad judgment. Judge Alito, at one time, claimed that he was, in, like all every other Supreme Court justice that comes before the Senate for confirmation, says they're for precedent. And they're not going to pay great deference to stare decisis. But now he's gotten on and he decides which Supreme Court decisions it gave people rights like Roe were well-founded. He decides it's not well-founded, so stare decisis doesn't matter because he's the truth and the light on every Supreme Court case on whether it was valid or not valid. And if it's not valid, then it doesn't make any difference. It's been around 50 years in the previous Supreme Court. So there are just some of the things I heard were just kind of shocking to me. And I appreciate people's respect for God, and I have a respect for God, and we all can have a different perspective on how God talks to us or doesn't talk to us. But I just don't believe when you come in here and tell us that every right is God-given, God did not decide to keep African-Americans as slaves until there was a civil war. And then God changed his mind. And I don't believe God decided women couldn't vote until 1918. And then because
I can't take it anymore. I just can't. I mean, you talk about word salad at its finest. And this is exactly how the Democrats think. Men are God. That's really what they believe. They know better. They're the smartest people in the room. Men are not perfect. That's what the Founding Fathers said in order to create a more perfect dude. Keep moving towards it, right? You talk about word salad. Okay, so let me just throw it back in his own face. You think that when the Supreme Court comes up with a decision, it's precedent, end of discussion, they shouldn't go back and look at it again. Is that what he's suggesting here? Then why did we overturn the Dred Scott decision? Basically saying that blacks were really human. They were less than human. No. All right. God didn't say slavery was okay. Man said slavery was okay. Right? God didn't say woman couldn't vote. Man said woman couldn't vote. In Roe versus Wade, it wasn't God who said it's okay to kill babies. It was man who said that. Matter of fact, if you want to get into the Bible, what the Bible says about it, it's not okay to kill babies. So I love how they talk in such a scholarly way, like they have a clue. They have no clue. This man has absolutely no clue as to what God wants. Our founding fathers said that we could pursue happiness, right? We have inalienable rights from God. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right? We can pursue those things. We can go after happiness. We're free to go after those things. You want to go right down the whole list about religious freedom? If they read the rest of the First Amendment, if they read the rest of the part about religious freedom, you're not supposed to stop us from practicing our religious beliefs, which you do all the time. Can't pray in the middle of a football field after the game. You cannot find the words separation of church and state or anything that's alluded to in the Constitution. Period. Slavery ended when man ended it, not God. God didn't want slaves way back when. And yes, if you want to do your homework and not just spew lies, find out what God's true version of slavery was in the Bible. It wasn't what you think it is. Okay? Roe versus Wade, what, do you want to keep that? That's precedent. So again, once the Supreme Court comes up with a ruling, it can never be revisited? Is that what we're saying? First of all, it is not the law. The Supreme Court does not make law. They simply tell you whether the law is constitutional or not. That's it. If it's not, you go back and make another law or fix it. Matter of fact, technically, if some of you would actually study, you would find out that even if they say it's not constitutional, it doesn't mean it doesn't get enforced. I'm not joking you. I'm not going to spend 3 minutes trying to explain this to you. They were never meant to be. Matter of fact, some of our founding fathers said, when it got to the point where the Supreme Court was making law, we would be in trouble. We're there. We have an uneducated electorate. The Supreme Court is, in essence, making law. And our Congress has no clues to what the Constitution says, even though they sit there and they pledge allegiance to the Constitution. They swear to uphold it. How do you do that? You don't even know what it is. How do you do that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. God bless. Have a great rest of the night. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.